بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين ما دام ما في السماوات والأرضين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. اللهم إنا نسألك علما ينفعنا ويرفعنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله. We thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. We beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in those blessings. Alhamdulillah, by his grace, we have now reached lesson number 18 in terms of our reading of Bafadl's Al-Mukhtasar Al-Latif, the short abridgment. Today's lesson revolves around the prohibited times of prayer. There are certain times within the 24-hour cycle that it is prohibited for a person to pray. I'm going to delve directly into the text. It reads as follows: وَتَحْرُمُ الصَّلَاةُ فِي خَمْسَةِ أَوْقَاتٍ. The author says, وَتَحْرُمُ, حَرُمَ يَحْرُمُ, means to be impermissible. What does the word haram mean? مَا يُثَابُ عَلَى تَرْكِهِ وَيُعَاقَبُ عَلَى فَعْلِهِ. If you do it, you will be punished. If you abstain from it, you will be rewarded. وَتَحْرُمُ الصَّلَاةُ, that prayer is impermissible. فِي خَمْسَةِ أَوْقَاتٍ, فِي in خَمْسَةِ, five أَوْقَاتٍ, أَوْقَاتٍ being the plural of the word waqt, which refers to times. So there are five times in which praying is considered impermissible. Before we go into that, the author gives us a broad framework in terms of the breakdown. So there are five times within the 24-hour cycle. Those five times are divided into two categories. Let's look at that quickly, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the haram times falls into two categories. The first one would be two of which relate to the action and three of which relate to the time. So the three which relates to the time would be at the time of sunrise. In other words, it is impermissible to pray at that particular time due to the time. So what is the time? The time of sunrise, impermissible to pray. Number two, the time when the sun reaches its zenith. It is now at its highest point. At that time, and the focus being on the word time, at that time it is impermissible to pray. The last time would be just before sunset. Just before sunset, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So sunrise, before sunset, and when the sun reaches its zenith. Then on the other side, we now have a balance of two, but those two does not relate to the time, but rather relates to the action of a person. The action being after a person had performed, and the emphasis now being on the word perform, after a person had performed his asr prayer and after a person has performed his fajr prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So again, just to recap in terms of the first slide, it is impermissible to perform salah at five times. Those five times are divided into two categories. The first category relates to the time, the focus being on the word time, and the second category relates to the action of a person. In the second category, after you've prayed your asr, then it is impermissible for you to pray until sunset. After you've prayed your fajr, it is impermissible for you to pray until sunrise, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We'll unpack that as we go along, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're going to start with number one. Number one reads as follows: وَعِنْدَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ حَتَّى تَرْتَفِعَ قَدْرَ رُمْحٍ. So the first time in which is impermissible to pray would be وَعِنْدَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ, at sunrise, حَتَّى, until تَرْتَفِعَ قَدْرَ رُمْحٍ, until the sun reaches the length of a spear. So it is not permissible to pray at sunrise until the sun reaches the length of a spear. How do we understand that? The height of a spear. The height of a spear, not from the real dynamic. If you look at the real dynamic, then the sun is approximately 150,000 150 million kilometers from the Earth. That is the actual distance between the sun and the Earth. So what is meant by when the sun reaches the height of a spear? What is meant by that is from our vantage point. We're not familiar with spears. So how high would a spear be? Our scholars say the height of a spear is about plus minus 3.5 meters. So the sun has risen. You plant a spear, and then from your vantage point, has the sun risen above that spear? The moment the sun is above the spear, you can now pray, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. How long after sunrise is this in terms of minutes? In terms of the text I read, it said 4 minutes. Students are informing me it's about 16 minutes to 20 minutes after sunrise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We go on to the next point. The next point now talks about the second time in which it is impermissible for a person to pray. What is the second time? وَعِنْدَ الْإِسْتِوَاءِ. At the time of istiwa, when the sun reaches its zenith. In other words, the sun reaches midpoint, it reaches its highest point. فِي غَيْرِ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. In other than the day of Jumu'ah. The ruling relating to praying on the day of Jumu'ah will come later, bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For now, we're dealing with every other day besides the day of Jumu'ah. So when the sun reaches its zenith, it is impermissible for a person to pray, hatta tazula shams, until the sun moves away from its zenith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So what is the ruling of praying at the time of Jumu'ah? What is the ruling of praying at the time of Jumu'ah? Not at the time of Jumu'ah, but at this time on Jumu'ah. The narration reads as follows, or rather the reasoning reads as follows. Istahabba at-tabkir ila al-jumu'ah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he encouraged us to go early to the Jumu'ah proceedings. The earlier you present yourself at the Jumu'ah proceedings, the greater reward you receive. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, thumma raghaba, then he encouraged us to perform salah until the imam exits. Min ghayri takhsisin, without any specification, wala istithnain, and without any exception. So let's just go through that again. When it comes to the day of Jumu'ah, the Prophet ﷺ encourages us, exhorts us to go early to the masjid. When we come early to the masjid, what should we busy ourselves with? Praying. And he doesn't make any exception. What does that tell us? That specifically on the day of Jumu'ah, you can be praying for the entire time, which includes the point at which the sun reaches its zenith. On every other day, it would be considered impermissible, but on the day of Jumu'ah, because of the reasoning explained, it is not considered to be impermissible, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So we've done two times so long, we're now going to go to the third time, bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third time now reads, وَعِنْدَ الْإِصْفِرَارِ حَتَّى تَغْرُبُ. The first time being when the sun rises. So let's just follow the movement of the sun. The sun, when the sun rises, impermissible for you to pray. When the sun reaches its zenith, impermissible for you to pray. Just before sunset, وَعِنْدَ الْإِصْفِرَارِ, as the sun moves and it is moving towards the west and is going to set, the disk of the sun is going to go below the horizon. Just before it dips below the horizon, the sun, as opposed to having a red color, it now has a yellowish color. So وَعِنْدَ الْإِصْفِرَارِ, just before sunset, حَتَّى تَغْرُبْ, until the sun sets, it is impermissible for a person to pray. فَتَحْرُمُ الصَّلَاةُ حِينَئِذٍ. At that particular juncture, it is impermissible for a person to pray, even if the person had not prayed Asr yet. The person will get a sin for it, but it may be that his Asr prayer is considered to have been completed and executed within the required time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So to recap, we've done three time frames. At sunrise, until the sun reaches the length of a spear, when the sun reaches its zenith, number two, and just before sunset, until the sun has completely set, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. What is the proof for that? The proof that establishes that it is impermissible for a person to pray during these times would be Hadith Uqbah ibn Amir. The Hadith of Uqbah ibn Amir, what does it say? It says, ثلاث ساعات, there are three time frames, كان رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ينهانا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to prohibit us أن نصلي فيهن, that we pray during these times, أو أن نقبر فيهن موتانا, or that we bury our dead within those time periods. Our scholars say, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in particular, allow me to display the narration to you. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says that there is a consensus that it is permissible to bury a person at any given time. It is permissible. So how do we understand this narration? This narration refers to when a person intentionally buries the dead during these three time periods. But if it happens so, like they express in Arabic, ittifaqan, it just so happens that a person passes away in the afternoon. And as the narration says, there are three things that shouldn't be delayed. One is when a person passes away, for the person to be buried as soon as possible. So the family hasten to prepare the deceased in terms of the purificatory bath, in terms of the showering, and another one to bury him. By the time it comes to burying, it is now after Asr. So how did it happen? Did they intend to bury the person at that time? No, it just so happened coincidentally, if you want to use that particular word. So if it happens coincidentally, no problem. This narration talks about specifically intending to bury a person at these prohibited times, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. However, our focus here is not burying, that we will discuss when we come to Kitabul Janais. What we're focusing on here would be the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited that we pray during three times. What are those times? حِينَ تَطْلُعُ الشَّمْسِ بَازِغَةً, when the sun rises, حَتَّى تَرْتَفِعَ, until it reaches the length of a spear. وَحِينَ يَقُومُ قَائِمُ الظَّهِرَةِ, when the sun reaches its zenith, حَتَّى تَمِيلَ الشَّمْسُ, until the sun moves away from its zenith. And the last time, وَحِينَ تَضَيَّفُ الشَّمْسُ لِلْغُرُوبِ حَتَّى تَغْرُبْ, when the sun seeks to set. Why I'm deliberating a bit is because the Arabic wording is quite unique. تَضَيِّفَ يَتَضَيِّفُ, when the sun seeks to become a guest of the west. In other words, it's going down. That's the literal translation of the wording used, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Clearly we can see the proof underscoring or indicating to us that praying during those three times are considered to be impermissible, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We continue. We're now going to number four. Now remember, number four and number five, it's impermissible times to pray, but the impermissibility is tied into your action. When you pray Fajr, then after Fajr until sunrise, you cannot pray. When you pray Asr, then from that point that you pray until Maghrib, it is impermissible for you to pray. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So let's look to the slide now, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reads as follows. وَبَعْدَ صَلَاتِ الصُّبَحِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ, after the morning prayer, حتى تطلع الشمس, until the sun rises. وبعد صلاة الصبح حتى تطلع الشمس, after the Fajr prayer, until the sun rises. So after the prayer of Fajr, in a manner that precludes having to repeat it. If you have to repeat it, then the time is not considered haram, as you have technically not performed Fajr yet. Just to explain that a little bit, what happens is I wake up, for example, and now I'm going to pray my Fajr. So I pray it only to discover that I did not have wudu. So now I prayed Fajr, but my Fajr wasn't valid. The time thereafter, is it considered to be an impermissible time? No. It is still permissible for me to pray Fajr, though technically or in real terms I've prayed, but technically I haven't prayed. Important to understand, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So after a person performs Fajr validly, I perform Fajr, and the Fajr prayer that I've performed is a valid prayer. What does it mean, a valid prayer? Muskutun lil qada. It absolves me of my responsibility to pray. In other words, I fulfill that obligation. Once you pray Fajr in such a manner, then the time remaining after that up until sunrise, it is impermissible for you to pray during that time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Alternatively, if you pray Fajr but it wasn't done validly, then the time after that invalid Fajr is not considered to be impermissible, because technically speaking you haven't prayed Fajr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And this prohibition, it continues until sunrise. So we go again to the text beginning now. We're now looking at number 4. This is supposed to be number 5, but the wording, the numeral number is incorrect. So number 5, وَبَعْدَ صَلَاتِ الْعَصْرِ حَتَّى تَغْرُبَ الشَّمْسِ, and after the execution of the Asr prayer, حَتَّى تَغْرُبَ الشَّمْسِ, until the sun sets. The same ruling apply here, the same rulings apply. After the prayer of Asr, in a manner that precludes having to repeat it. If you have to repeat it, then the time is not considered haram, as you have technically not performed asr yet, and Allah SWT knows best. And this prohibition, it continues till sunset. What is the proof in that particular regard? Again, the proof comes in the form of the following narration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam. It reads as, لا صلاة بعد صلاة العصر. There is no prayer. In other words, it's not valid for you to pray after the prayer of asr. حتى تغرب الشمس, until the sun sets. وَلَا صَلَاةَ بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ. There's no prayer, in other words, not valid for you to pray, impermissible for you to pray, after you have prayed your Fajr Salah, حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ, until the sun rises, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Now what happens is, we've looked at the 24-hour cycle, and we've said that there are five times in which it is impermissible to pray. That's the ground rule. But as you and I are quite familiar with, مَا مِنْ عَامٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ خُصِصَ عَنُ الْبَعْضِ. There is no general rule except that you have exceptions to the rule. What are those exceptions? Are there exceptions, and what are those exceptions? We turn to the slide now, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It reads as follows. وَلَا يَحْرُمُ فِيهَا مَا لَهُ سَبَبٌ فِي الْحَالِ كَتَحِيَّةِ الْمَسْجِدِ وَالْكُسُوفِ. The author says, وَلَا يَحْرُمُ. It is not impermissible فِيهَا, in the five times mentioned, مَا لَهُ سَبَبٌ, to pray such a prayer that has a cause preceding it. كَتَحِيَّةِ الْمَسْجِدْ, for example, the prayer of greeting the masjid. When we go to the masjid, then there's a manner of greeting the masjid. When you meet somebody and you greet the person, there's a certain formula, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When you go to the masjid, it is recommended that you greet the masjid. How do you greet the masjid? There is also a formula, and that comes in the form of two units of prayer. Now you're going for Maghrib Salah, by way of example. You've prayed your Asr. After you've prayed your Asr, the time now from after Asr till Maghrib, impermissible for you to pray. Now you go to the Masjid, and you're arriving before the Adhan is called out for Maghrib. You're entering the Masjid, so you're going to greet the Masjid. Now, when you enter into the Masjid, entering the Masjid is the reason for the prayer of greeting the Masjid. Does that reason precede the Salah? If it precedes the Salah, then you are licensed to pray that Salah, even though it may be in a haram time, and Allah SWT knows best. So, وَلَا يَحْرُمُ فِيهَا. It is not impermissible to execute prayers during these otherwise impermissible times, on condition that the prayer that you are praying has a cause which precedes it, and Allah SWT knows best. Well, kusuf, another example is given of kusuf. Further examples are given. What are further examples? Number one, kusuf and khusuf, they refer to solar eclipse and the lunar eclipse respectively. Now, prayer of seeking water, salatul istisqa. Again, if you analyze this particular prayer, does the cause of it precede it? If the cause of it precedes it, it can be prayed anytime. By way of example, we go out to the outskirts of the city, and what is the time? We're in drought. What is the time? The time is from after Asr till Maghrib. It's normally a haram time. But this particular prayer, since the cause of the prayer precedes it, it is now permissible to pray that prayer, even though it is an otherwise haram time to pray. Repaying a missed prayer, whether it was fard or a nafil prayer. A person, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the prophetic example in this regard would be that after Dhuhr, he had received a delegation, and the delegation preoccupied him from praying his recommended prayer. So what happened then was, on the same day, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed his Asr prayer, and after the Asr, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made qada, not of a fard salah, but qada of a sunnah which he missed. So it is permissible for a person to make qada of a sunnah salah in these otherwise prohibited times, and Allah SWT knows best. A prayer due to a vow taken, the two units of prayer following wudu, the two units of tawaf. What happens in terms of tawaf? A person performs a circumambulation of the Kaaba. Thereafter, it is recommended to perform two units of prayer. What is the reason for those two units of prayer? The tawaf which precedes it. Therefore, it is permissible for you to pray those two units of prayer, even though it may be after Asr, after you've prayed your Asr, and even if it may be after Fajr, or even if it may be at midday, whatever the case may be, and Allah SWT knows best. The same applies to sajda of tilawa and sajda of the shukr, and Allah SWT knows best. It is important to note the following. So we said that in these impermissible times, if it's a prayer, the cause of which precedes it, it's permissible for you to pray. Duna, to the exception, ma la sabab lahu, that which does not have a cause. For example, like a normal supererogatory prayer, you simply want to pray in order to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at the cause here. The cause follows the prayer, it doesn't precede the prayer, so therefore not permissible for you to do that. If it has a deferred prayer, for example, raka'atay al-istikhara, you want to make istikhara, you want to istikhara from talabul khayr, seek what is goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before you want to do this application, you want to make a prayer. So the reason why you are praying, does it precede the prayer or does it follow onto the prayer? It follows onto the prayer and therefore not permissible. A few other examples are given in this particular regard. The one would be two units of ihram. You're going to enter into the state of ihram. So what happens here? Alhamdulillah. What happens here would be that you perform your purificatory bath, which is recommended. You don the clothing of ihram and now you want to enter into the state of ihram. Before you do that, you make two units of prayer. Why are you making two units of prayer? Because you're about to enter into the state of ihram. So the sabab, the cause is entering into the state of ihram, which doesn't precede the two units of prayer, but rather follows on to the two units of prayer. In that particular instance, it would not be permissible for you to perform the salatul ihram if it is in a haram time, if you happen to put on your ihram after asr, and Allah SWT knows best. The same applies to the salah of leaving the home. Let's look to that list now. So two units of ihram, the salah of deed, and salah of leaving the home. You're about to leave the home, so you want to pray two units of prayer. The cause of these two units, does it follow the salah or does it precede the salah? It follows the salah, therefore if you're leaving your home after asr, then it is haram for you to make those two units of prayer, and Allah SWT knows best. We go on to the next issue, bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it read as? Praying after the imam has ascended. Here is another time in which it is impermissible for a person to pray. What does the text read as? وَيَحْرُمُ. It is impermissible عَلَى مُرِيدِ الْجُمُعَةِ, on a person intending to perform Jumu'ah, وَلَوْ كَانَ فِي بَيْتِي, even if this happens to be in his home. نعم. وَإِن لَمْ تَلْزَمُ الْجُمُعَةِ, even though Jumu'ah, technically speaking, may not be compulsory upon him, but he's going to be performing Jumu'ah anyway. So what happens is, I'm at my home, so I have a video camera linked to the masjid. So what happens now is that the imam ascends the minbar. So I'm knowledgeable of him ascending the minbar. I'm not in the masjid, I'm still at home. Ibtida'u salah. It is impermissible on a person who intends to perform Jumu'ah, even though he may find himself at that particular point in time in his home, even though Jumu'ah may not be compulsory upon him. What is haram on such a person? Ibtida'u salah. To start salah ba'da su'udi al-khatib, after the sermonizer has mounted the pulpit fil Jumu'ah, on the day of Jumu'ah, ala al-minbar, ghayri other than tahiyyatul masjid. So the ruling would be, it is impermissible after the imam had mounted the pulpit, had climbed, ascended the pulpit, it is impermissible for a person to start a prayer other than tahiyyatul to masjid. So, in other words, if you're sitting in the masjid, scenario number one, you're sitting in the masjid, the imam comes, and then he ascends the pulpit and he starts sermonizing. You tell yourself, I listen to this particular sermonizer every week, I'd rather be praying as opposed to listening to him, and you start your prayer, that prayer is completely impermissible, and Allah SWT knows best. Scenario number two, which would explain the exception. You come in, you're running a bit late, and when you come into the masjid, the imam had already ascended onto the pulpit. What do you do now? It is impermissible for you to start any salah except for the tahiyyatul masjid. It is permissible for you to perform the tahiyyatul masjid. If you are going to perform the tahiyyatul masjid, how should it be performed? Here we have a difference of opinion. According to Imam Ramli, he says you should not lengthen it beyond what is custom, according to Imam Ar-Ramli, and then according to Ibn Hajar, he should suffice by performing the fara'id only, and Allah SWT knows best. What is the proof in this particular regard? The proof in this regard reads as follows. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam said, إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدُكُمْ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَالْإِمَامُ يَخْطُبْ. If any of you come to the mosque on the day of Jumu'ah and he finds that the imam is sermonizing, فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكَعَتَيْنِ وَلْيَتَجَوَّزْ فِيهِمَا, then you should perform the two units of prayer in terms of greeting the masjid, this holy space and sanctuary. But وَلْيَتَجَوَّزْ فِيهِمَا, he should, tajawwaz means to pass something. You should pass, in other words, you should perform it quickly. In other words, two, what we refer to two light units of prayer, not heavy, in other words, not lengthy units of prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Now, we've looked at a rule, and to end of today's class, bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what have we looked at? We've looked at the following, that in the 24-hour cycle, there are five times which is impermissible for you to perform prayer. We've run through those five times. Is the exception to that particular rule? Yes. Our scholars say, yustasna fima sabaka haram Makkah. Is excluded from all of the rulings that was mentioned, the haram of Mecca. And therefore, what do we mean excluded from this particular rule? لا تحرم الصلاة فيه. It is not impermissible to pray in the haram في الأوقات الخمسة المتقدمة in any of the aforementioned five time slots. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, يا بني عبد مناف أو بني عبد مناف لا تمنعوا. Do not prevent أحد and any person طاف بهذا البيت that wishes to circumambulate this house. وصلى, and he wishes to perform prayer أي ساعة شاء, whichever time he wishes. Now, من ليل أو نهار, whether it relates to the day or whether it relates to the evening. Clearly there from the wording of the Prophet ﷺ, what do we find? What do we discover? What are we taught? We are taught that, yes, there are five times impermissible for a person to pray, but there's an exception to that rule. What is the exception? The Haram of Mecca. It is permissible for any person at any given time to circumambulate the Kaaba and to pray. There are absolutely no restrictions in terms of a time frame when it comes to circumambulating and praying within the sanctuary of the Holy Mosque. Alhamdulillah, we've reached the end of lesson number 18. Our next lesson deals with the issue of upon whom is Salah compulsory. Salah is compulsory, but what are the conditions that make the prayer compulsory? We'll look at that in our next lesson, bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For now, barakallahu fikum jami'an. May Allah bless you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.